The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
I expected to be crazy. You know, I expected to be ridiculous. I expected to be like, you know, the glory days in like 2015, 2014, and 2013, all of those runs that we had, 2012. I expected it to be like that. You know, we were coming in, you know, 2-0. You know, Broncos country is seeing the type of football that we played over the last 2 weeks. And now we're coming home. I expected to be rowdy. I expected to be crazy. You know, I expected to be, you know, a great atmosphere to go play football.
Fantastic start to the season for Von Miller as he has three sacks through the first two games. Mark, you've had a chance to see a lot of Jets film as you've been preparing for the Patriots this week. They played and beat the Jets last week. So what about this Jets offensive line? Should Von be feasting again this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have struggled from a protection standpoint. Now, they've come off the ball pretty well. They've run the ball exceptionally well. Last year, or last week, had 152 yards rushing on a bunch. And it wasn't like they had, you know, that 175-yard breakout run or whatever, right? So, which can skew kind of statistically what you actually did. It was constant, Mike. It was 5 yards a carry, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards. Five. There were no real big breakout runs, nothing. I don't think there was a run over about 12 yards. They were consistently running the football, consistently attacking the edges. And, you know, they brought over the San Francisco 49er run plan. Mike LaFleur is their offensive coordinator. So they're really good at attacking the edges, giving you a lot of different looks to have to defend. And they do it well. Now, protection-wise, they're not very good. They broke down a bunch. Both tackles broke down a bunch. We'll see exactly, you know, how they exploit that here or how the Broncos exploit that. So, you know, if you get them into a one-dimensional game, you should create turnovers. You should be able to get after Zach Wilson.
Something I want to really stress, this came from the Broncos. They sent out a release yesterday for everyone going to the game. Plan on trying to get into the stadium earlier than usual. There will be a lot of long lines. It's been over a year since we've had a full house there. It may take everybody a little bit of time to get back into the rhythm of getting everybody in. So,
right. Hey, by the way, just to echo that, yeah. When I did the Giants game, Broncos Giants game, first quarter, the stands were empty. They had a processing issue because everything is electronic now. Something broke, went down, and the fans couldn't get in. They didn't get in about halfway through the first quarter. So there was probably an 82,000 seat stadium. There was probably only 40,000 people in there when we kicked off.
All right, so get in there early. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think it's very rare, but he's got some rare traits. I think he's, we've talked about it here. He's got a very bright future, and he's showing up early in the season, early in his career. And so I think he's going to be fun to watch for a lot of years.
There's Pat Shurmur talking about Javonte Williams. You were talking earlier about Christian McCaffrey, how his style is such that he avoids a lot of square up big hits.
Uh-huh.
Early going watching Javonte Williams, a running style that you would compare to whom? And, you know, you can compare it to a big-time player. I don't mind. Whose style would you compare it to?
Oh, that's a great question. He is, I mean, he's physical. He's very skilled. You know what? I would compare him to the early stages of Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
Good. Like, Zeke doesn't get the credit he deserves in the passing game. Zeke was one of the most accomplished pass protection guys in football when I watched him coming out of college. I mean, he would close ground, square you up in the line of scrimmage, was great at that stuff. Really hard-nosed runner, breaking tackles.
Dude, you're already talking about Zeke in the past tense. What happened to him?
Listen, Zeke could still break out and have a great, great year. But right now they're kind of splitting carries between him and Pollard and Dallas.
Yep.
So, as you and I have talked about, man, listen, I picked up a fumble once and tried to run with it when I was a rookie. Big mistake.
You got hammered.
Oh my gosh. Like, that ball attracts a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, it just, people are drawn to you when you have that football in your hands. Yeah.
Right. Note to self. That little piece of leather, not a good thing.
Next,
not a good thing to be carrying.
On the Morning Brew.
To know that, you know, we can go up against this team in September and play well. And that's a, you know, that's a good thing. So the intensity and focus is, you know, my opinion has been there all year, and you can probably follow up with the players on that.
Bud Black's Rockies gave the Dodgers all they could handle for 3 days. Really did. If you're looking for the idea of playing spoiler, and that's all the Rockies can do right now this time of year, they acquitted themselves quite well these last 3 days against the Dodgers. Now they get a chance to do it for the next three with the Giants in town. The Giants clinging to a one-game lead over the Dodgers for the NL West title.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any problem with the Rockies' effort, the way the Rockies approach it. I think that Bud Black, you know, hopefully they don't make any wholesale changes when it comes to coaching, because I think Bud Black has done a great job with this franchise.
Hello, darkness,
I really do. I really like Bud Black. So, and it's a testament to his ability to manage the way his team shows up and plays. So, you know, do they need more talent? Do they need, you know, yeah, there's some things they need, but a change at manager is not one thing they need.
Next on the Morning Brew.
The two spots offensively that I worked on was my ball handling, you know, creating shots off of the dribble, separation moves, and then a lot of work out of the mid post. You know, I saw some different matchups in the playoffs, smaller guys on me, so trying to get comfortable with go-to moves in that mid post area, you know, like Melo does, people like that, you know. And when there's a mismatch, that's a good spot to go to. So those are probably the two main areas offensively.
Michael Jr. Porter.
Music to my ears, listening to Michael Porter Jr. talk yesterday as the Nuggets get ready to kick off training camp, and him talking about being a better ball handler and being able to create and make and attempt more mid-range shots. We know the guy can shoot the three, but for a guy who's basically 7 feet tall, he should be I'll make the comparison. He should be a Kevin Durant-type nightmare for people in those areas that he just talked about. And if you're talking about, honestly, Mark, for the most pressure that is on one player in this town to make the jump, I can't think of anybody with more pressure than Michael Porter Jr. Because Jamal Murray's going to be out for part of the regular season, they need a big jump up from Michael Porter Jr., and it sounds great because it sounds like he knows exactly what he needs to improve on to make that jump.
Here's the thing that I've enjoyed about him, because, you know, he was, I don't want to call him being in the doghouse, but he was one of those guys that, you know, defensively the effort wasn't what it needed to be, and he would get, you know, pulled sometimes or not played sometimes because Michael Malone wants to play, you know, a veteran player. Thank you, Vinny. And we've seen him progress. We've seen him get better season over season, right? And to point out the things that you need to be better at and to go to work on those things, because he is such a gifted athlete. I think we tend to forget, because you see the athleticism, you see the size, you see the range, you see everything that he has, is that guy really didn't play after high school. You know what I mean? He had the back injuries. He played a couple games in college or whatever it was. So, yeah, this is a work in progress. It's exciting to hear him kind of pinpoint the things he needs to do and try to go rectify those things. That's awesome.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. How does our pal Cecil Lammy see this Broncos Jets game? Does he see a easy win for the Broncos? We'll find out with Cecil. He'll join us next. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.